Record. We good to go. Yeah, let's get it in. What's the word, y'all? I am Words Illa, aka Drew Skills, aka Ill Doing It Too. And this is the Words Illa podcast. And today I got a treat for y'all, man. We got somebody special, man. Somebody who is an inspiration. You know what I'm saying? He's a renaissance man. He does a lot of things, man. An MC that could out rap any rapper I know of. And he's just a brand guy, man. He's out here really pushing hard with Sticky Situations. Y'all need to check him out, man. Go to gluehefner.com and you can get all the updates on anything he's doing. So I just gave away the name. You know who it is. It's Glue Hefner in the house, y'all.
Oh, appreciate that, bro. I appreciate it, man. You said a lot of stuff that I probably wouldn't have said about myself, but I appreciate that you feel that way. Thank you, man. Thank you.
Absolutely, man. We've been meaning to do this for a minute, but obviously technical difficulties and all this stuff, man. He's a busy guy, man. Like I said, you know, running a brand that, you
As
know.
As you are.
Yeah, I mean, I am too, obviously. I got things I'm doing. And
If I was busy and you weren't busy, you would be on my time. You would be ready anytime I was ready, but we didn't been playing cat and mouse for a while.
Yeah. I mean, it happens, man, you know, and that's what it is about being busy, you know what I'm saying? But, yo, I mean, first and foremost, man, the brand, man, Sticky Situations, man, it's like, it's moving, man. I see you every day, man, posting another pic with somebody and another video and somebody else who's reaching out and letting you know what it means to them. So that's dope, man. I see, like, just the ground up, the grassroots method, you know what I'm saying? That's the thing that is the only way it really works, honestly. You know what I'm saying? When you actually hand to hand with people and you really in it and developing those relationships, man. So that's dope to see, man.
I appreciate that, man. Yeah, I'm learning that now, actually, that like you said, the hand to hand aspect. I mean, I was always hand to hand with any brand that I have my hands on, but it's a difference. It's a difference, man, because like I say, this go around, man, this brand represents me in a different way. Like, the bars represented the lyrical aspect of me. You feel what I'm saying? But, like, everybody don't rap. Everybody not into music.
Right.
Sticky Situations, man, everyone goes through a sticky situation. Everybody's been through a sticky situation. You feel what I'm saying? Whether it be, I mean, your mom went through a sticky situation when she had you. You know what I'm saying? There's a chance she could have lost her life. But in my particular sticky situation, you know, I just had it rough out here, man. I was down bad, and I can't say I didn't have support, because I could have easily called my mom or called my brother and be like, look, let me get $50, let me get $30, but I got tired of that, man. You feel what I'm saying? And I just knew that it was a way up. It was another way. And I just had to take my sticky situation and make the best out of it. You feel what I'm saying? And that's where the brand came from, man. Also, you know, like you say, as far as being hands-on with it, when the people get to know me and they see where I'm coming from with it, because, like, the main motto behind the brand is being faced with seemingly unbeatable odds and coming out on top. So when people see, you know, I'm at work every day, when people see, you know, I'm humble, when people see that I appreciate them genuinely, then that also represents me, which also represents how I came out of my sticky situations and remained humble. Like, I didn't let it change me. You feel what I'm saying? For the worse.
So, absolutely. Absolutely. That's what I get from it. You know, I see you a lot, you know, just continuously, like, especially with the younger ones, you know what I'm saying, out there, how you constantly are like, yo, you out here, man, do what you want. You know what I'm saying? Make it work. And you know, you supporting whatever they supporting and whatever they on, you on, you know what I'm saying? And bridging the gap between a lot of people.
Got to, man. I know we wish we had that when we were younger, man. We had some older dudes just to tell us you're doing the right thing. You feel me? Cause it's easy to get lost. I see a lot of these young kids out here, they playing football, they got great grades. I want to support that. I want to be behind it. I don't want nothing in return, but just to see them. And when you radiating at a different energy, man, which we are, you know, you and I speak for us both. It's not even about the money all the time. You know, it's about the energy, man. If everybody around me feeling good, like, how can I be feeling down? You feel me? So I like to keep that positivity rotating around, man.
For sure, man. I mean, that was something I remember. Roy said that somewhere in one of the joints on the Allegory. I think it was the joint with him and West Side Gunn, where he was saying something about, like, you know, the energy never lies. You know, the energy never dies when you're an overcomer. You know, when you really know that even though you've been in a situation, it's like, okay, but I came out before. You know what I'm saying? So I already know it's just a matter of time. If I keep beating away at whatever this thing is, it's going to turn over at some point. You know what I'm saying? Right. I mean, let's backtrack a little bit too. Like, and you said, you mentioned bars a little bit. Like, I mean, you've been a brand guy for a while, you know what I'm saying? And before that, I mean, or even during that time, you were a lot with First Class and you would rep for them. And before that, it was like Teddy and all them back then. So, I mean, that's been like a theme. Like, what, I mean, was that always something that like you always were into? Like, how did you kind of get that? Where did that kind of come from?
I don't know, man. Like, I guess I can attribute it to a lot of things. Like, growing up, I was always the tallest one. So, I guess people would follow me, right, even naturally, like the tallest one, most people. Playing basketball, I was always one of the top three or four best players on the team.
Right.
I mean, I don't know, bro. Like, I think it's just the fact that my passion and my drive, man, I show people that it's a possibility. It's a way if we just work hard. And when you lead by example, I don't want to say and I hate to say follow, man, because all these dudes that you mentioned were individuals, man. They all strong individual men. But like you say, when they see somebody that's going there hard, it's like, come on, man, let's go out there and run with them. You feel me? So I guess that's kind of what it was, man. And as far as the brand, like whatever I'm a part of, I'm gonna rep that to the fullest. Like, period. Nothing comes before that. Nothing. Everything comes after. You feel me? And yeah, that's how it was when I was with, you know, First Class. That's what it was. It was nothing but First Class. It's conglomerate, bars, you know, whatever it was. Like, that's what it is, man. That's how it is with me. It's like, yeah, team first.
Yeah, that's, and like you said, and that's a thing that people are missing. Like, we've had discussions about this a lot too, about like, yo, people are missing the point. Like, yo, it takes a whole team, you know what I'm saying? It's not, yeah, just, it's not about an individual. And like you said, when you radiate at that level, you're not trying to gain, really. It's like, it's not about the gain. It's about, if I know that I'm projecting good energy, then I already know what comes from that. I don't have to worry about when and how. Like, that becomes irrelevant, because I already know what it is.
Pick this. You got a club full of 200 people, right?
Right.
20 of them people in there, and they probably came in there wearing their own clothes. They probably sold about four pieces of merchandise, right?
Right.
Now you got 50 people in there with the same shirt. They ain't selling nothing. Who you gonna remember?
It's true.
You feel me? Now you're gonna be like, how can I get one of them shirts? How can I get one of them hats? How can I get one of them purses? Whatever it may be. You feel me? So, like you say, it's strength in numbers, man. It ain't even about that money. They ain't go out there trying to collect that money. They went out there to make a statement. We are a union. We are unified. We solidified. We are one. Individually. You feel what I'm saying? We all come together and make this one power unit. And that's what it's all about, man. Like, how can I be somewhere else wearing? I mean, don't get me wrong, I can wear somebody else's stuff and I do it all the time. But I have to have mine on too. Like, yeah, I'm a walking brand for my own thing. Like, you know, until I get my own shop, I am the shop. So I got to show you, it's the display board. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. 100%. Like, in that's the biggest part about, I see with you, and what you understand about branding is like, you're always, once you become more about who you are, the branding part isn't really a thing that you have to try to like do. It's like, it's genuine. It's already who I am. So the branding is just like me extending me. You know, I'm not trying to give you something and tell you something. And I'm not really necessarily even selling you something, though there's a product that you can buy from me. It's more like I'm trying to, like you said, I want to give you a chance to express something if you feel the need to or whatever. Like, I want to have that, you know, that relationship with you rather than whatever can come from it. If something comes, cool. But if not, at least I know I got people that are on my side. If something goes on, people recognize my face and know, you know, I'm not out here trying to cause harm or nothing. I'm out here trying to help.
It's a lot of people like that, man. I had a young lady on my page say this the other day, man. And like you mentioned about the youth, like it's one young lady, man. She's probably about 7 years old. She's a little older than my daughter. She reminds me of my daughter a little bit. But her mom come in there all the time, and she said it. She said, "I'll support whatever you do." She said, "We got you." You feel what I'm saying? Like it's supporters like that. Like you say, once they know who you are, and they like you. It's really, like you say, all about just being yourself, man. That's all I can do is be me. I can't be nobody else, man. I attribute it to God for one, man, because when I was in my sticky situation, that's all I had was faith in him. That's it. Mm-hmm. I would pray. I would meditate. I would think positive. I would say thank you 500 times a day, which I still try to do now. And it got me out. You feel me? And I won't stop because that's what got me out. You feel me? So. Yeah. I give him all the credit, man. Also, Abstract Vision. We cannot speak any further without mentioning Abstract Vision.
Absolutely. Shouts out to Soul Sun.
Yes, that's the graphic designer. great work. I advise anybody to go get them, go holler at them. If you mention that you heard about him through me, he's going to tax you $25. That's coming to me. You know what I mean? You feel me? So, but shout out to him. But yeah, man. So I have a lot of people that's like that, man. It's like, and then also me seeing what people like, man. You gotta, and this is advice for anybody. Whatever people are buying from you, keep feeding it to them. You feel what I'm saying? Switch it up, change it up a little bit, but supply the demand. And that's really what it's about, man. I take advice. I take feedback. People say they want this, they want that. We're going to try it, man. Like, you know, I'm going to try to supply whatever. I want the whole world to be sticky, man, because it's a way of life, man. You know, stick to your goals. Stay sticky. Stay fly. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you in a sticky situation, you can still look good while you come out of that. It's affordable. It's not $50 a T-shirt. You feel what I'm saying? Like, yeah, man, we sticky, man. We sticky over here. We sticky
Yeah. I mean, that's the point, like we were saying, man. It's about that relationship that you hold with the people that are closest to you, you know what I'm saying? And anybody who wants to, you know, come through. And again, you give an open platform, basically. You know what I'm saying? You're never closed off to any thought or idea, you know what I'm saying? You give everybody a chance to have their piece. And like we were saying, I think the other day, talking about how it's good when you have people around you that you don't always agree with, but it doesn't mean that y'all got to hate each other, that y'all got to have like a animosity. It just means that I just have a different point of view, and maybe something you're telling me is just something I've never been privy to yet. So I'd rather, you know, be that open person, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to trying to block off just because I think I got it all figured out already. It's like being open like you are and being willing to, like you said, be like, it's not even about me. It's the people who are around me. It's the, again, that's what I say, why this brand is going to always just keep pushing and pushing and pushing, because, you know, it's about people, you know what I'm saying? And you can't fake that. People are going to see through that eventually. You know what I'm saying? If you're trying to play them.
Yeah, it got to be about them, man. That's what got me out of my situation, bro. These people buying this merchandise from me and believing in it and liking it and, you know, soul selling. Like I say, once again, Abstract Vision just coming through with the designs. It was all in the nick of time, man. Everything happened the way God planned it. And, you know, I'm just grateful, bro. I'm just grateful and humble, man. There's no cockiness, no nothing will come with this. I ain't better than nobody, but nobody better than me. And that's just how I look at life, bro.
No, I feel you. I feel you. Now let's get a little bit over onto the MC tip. I know we spoke recently. You said, you know, you haven't really been too deeping into the MCing right now. You know, you just, like you said, you're going with what's flowing. So the sticky is moving, everybody's fucking with it, and you got a bunch of new designs that you're working on coming out for the fall and the winter. So, you know, I understand. But as an MC, like, you know, what is it that you think right now is just kind of putting it on the back burner for you? Like, what is it? Is it just because the sticky, you feel like it's just taking a little bit more energy for you right now?
You want to go there? Well, really, pretty much, I need to be in position to where I can record and release my music at my leisure.
I hear you.
You know what I mean? I can't be depending on other people's time, man. You know, I'm a passionate guy. As you see, you know, Thanks to the way the universe is spinning things for me. I have a few more designs coming out with Sticky. Because right. when I do something, man, I press the gas all the way. Like, yeah. it's not a half-ass thing with me, bro. Like, so with this music thing, like, you know, it's people put an age gap on it. You feel me? And I ain't the youngest pup out here, bro. You feel me? Right. So I don't feel like we have time to waste, man. I don't feel like I have time to party. I don't have time to go to no NBA games. I don't have time for none of that because I'm trying to put myself and my daughter into a position where I can sit in front row with her high school friends. You feel what I'm saying? And let them sit there and watch the games and watch the cheerleaders at halftime and be inspired. And you know what I mean? Where I can send her off to Africa and let her roam with her mom. And you know what I mean? Well, I want to put myself in that position. I don't want to watch people do that. Right. You know, so like I say, man, that it's just – I need to chill out right now and let this sticky fund the music, and then I'll get back into it, man. You know what I mean? I got projects done. I got several projects, bro. I was ready to unleash about 8 projects this year, man. Like, no joke, man. Like, 8 projects were coming out in 2020, bro, if everything that went smooth.
No, but
what it is. Like I said, I'm gonna do this for a while. I run the sticky for a couple more seasons, by my own studio, and then I just record from the crib, man, and just send it off to get mastered and run from there, bro. But after that, man, after I get my own studio, bro, it's no It's no more breaks. It's like, I'm telling y'all rappers now, man, eat. Because if once I started recording myself.
Yeah, I hear you. I know.
Once I start recording myself. All right, next topic, words.
No, next topic. Let's just stay on the MCing aspect, because I don't want it to be on that tip. Like, I know you're frustrated right now, but I get it. That's what it is as an MC, and as you are, and as we are. Again, yo, y'all don't know, man. Me and him got the same birthday, so we got an energy where we both sort of understand there's just a level of passion that we have for things sometimes, where it's hard to, like, just dumb it down and give you the soft version. It's like, it's going to come at you, and if you're not ready for it, well, that's not really something we got to deal with. That's your you got to deal with that. But as an MC, what usually keeps you excited? Like, I mean, what's in your playlist recently, as far or just overall, what's some of the music that you kind of listen to that just keeps you on that tip, or like just wanting to keep your pen moving?
I'm gonna be real, bro. I don't listen to what I like.
I hear you. I don't really
know if that makes sense, bro. Like, because look, I'm driving a lot and I'm working out a lot, and I'm at work working graveyard shifts, right?
Right.
I don't play my own music. I don't play J. Cole. I don't play Big Crit. I don't play Kendrick. These are the artists I like.
Right.
These are
the
artists I revere. You feel what I'm saying? Nas. Like, don't get me wrong. I'll tell you one artist who do it for me right now. Big Sean, man. I think Big Sean got that balance of commercialism, boppity bop, and then lyricism. You feel me? When I listen to Nas and J. Cole and Crit, I'm off work, I'm chilling, I'm laid back, I'm blowing one. Styles and the Locks. But like I say, man, when I'm working out, man, I'm playing the stuff that I don't make, you know?
Yeah.
5-year-old Foreign and DaBaby and you know, and there's nothing wrong with these artists. I'm not downing any of these artists, but I don't make this kind of music. You feel what I'm saying?
Right. No, I trust. I'm the same way. Like, literally, the last couple of days, I've been going through finding tracks from the dude. I don't know how much you know about Don Toliver. He signed with Travis Scott.
Nah.
He's like another artist that's like, he sounds a lot like Travis Scott, but, you know, I listen to a lot of his stuff, and they got, like, Chopped and Screwed versions and stuff, and, like, I listen to a lot of 2 Chainz, and, like, like you said, I don't really listen to a lot of, like, lyrical, top-notch, so to speak. Not to down none of them, but it's just not that. But it's just because, like you said, I like the energy sometimes of music more than I like listening to words all the time.
Hold on real quick, bro. This is how loud this is. Hey, baby.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. You going to be up for about 15 more minutes?
Stay. I'll be up for a long time.
All right, cool. I love your hair. Your hair is beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm going to call you back in 15 minutes. I'm doing an interview, okay? I'll tell you all of it. It's an interview for a podcast. He's talking about my music, and he's talking about our clothes.
Oh.
What's the name of our clothes?
Sticky Situation.
All right, baby. I'll talk to you later, Eris. All right, Patience. Okay. You're the heiress. Don't forget that, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'll talk to you later. I love you, baby.
Later.
Peace. All right.
Look at that good energy that just came in here real quick and just helped to continue things going. But that's right there. That's a good segue. How does that, like, influence, like you said, I know you spoke on it as far as, like, how you feel like you got to push on the gas, you know what I'm saying, because of your daughter. But, like, how does that inform your artistic expression, like having a daughter? Like, how does that make you, as far as an artist, do you feel like, how does that make you write, or, like, what does that make you feel more like when you listen to music even?
Well, as far as music goes, like, I kind of, like, curved my pen a little bit lately. I've been thinking about what I've been writing. I don't really talk about too much of this, but my life changed too, bro. You know that, you know, I see life differently. I don't look at life like I used to. So I don't approach things as I used to. So, like I said, this next project that I was going to put out, I don't even want to reveal the topic, I mean, the name of it, because it will come out soon. I don't want nobody to hold on to that.
Hold on to that.
But that project is gonna say it all, man. Like, it says it all, as far as you know, how I'm approaching the game further. But even in the messages that I speak now, I try to curse less. No matter what, was a prime example. That's something that I wanted my mom and my daughter to be able to listen to at any given moment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They had a CD that could pop it in, and on the way back from church, on the way to church, on the way to school. You know?
Yeah.
So, So, yeah, I definitely approach the game different. But at the same time, man, it's reality. It's a lot of stuff that's reality that I got to speak on. And I speak on it. And when it comes down to breaking down to my daughter, I can break it down to her easier than I can say, oh, this why I say I robbed this nigga because he stepped on my J's. Or, you know, I shot this nigga because he stepped, because he, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I can explain it better to her than while I'm telling her I got 0.5 for 10. You feel me?
Yeah.
It's a better explanation to tell her that, you know, what I say, pep talks for my daughter about black power, you know? From the ground, I got a pepper like black power. I've been watching television for the past hour. Peaceful protests turn violent things to bash cowards. I can just, what's that? What do you mean peaceful? I'd rather explain that to her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which I do. But I'd rather that be something I explain to her than, you know, while I'm throwing a couple racks on the bitch in the club, you know?
Yeah, I feel you. I think there's been a lot of people who have became a lot more aware. It's just like, it's what music does. Like who was it? Nina Simone, who said that, like, how can you be an artist and not reflect the times? How can you not speak about what's directly going on? Because I mean, I feel like most of music is supposed to be like that anyways. Now, of course, there's good songs that are like timeless, that are just feel good music. But for the most part, you know, you should be speaking directly to what you're experiencing and to who you are. Because again, there's a time where music was for a while, it seems like, and it's starting to sound a little bit like that now again, where everybody's trying too hard to be like everybody. Everybody wants to sound too much like what's already working. And that's the problem, because we need everybody to be different. We need everybody to have that difference amongst them.
Preach, bro. You hear you lie. It's a game, sound like a bunch of cookie cutters, man. Like cookie cutter MCs.
Yeah. Everybody's like got afraid, I think, because everybody's looking at the top too much. Like they're too concerned with who's doing what at the top and worried about what's selling and what's working and what's doing what. And, you know, again, I revert back to Royce a lot saying how he's like, yo, this can't be contrived in no boardroom. You know, what this is about, what you writing and what you're supposed to be as an artist. You're not supposed to be watching what the TV is saying all the time, as far as like, you know, just feeding into anything that's coming around you. You're supposed to challenge things, you know, make people feel a little uncomfortable in some ways.
It's even to the point though where people take the person, how the person sound, and say some of the phrases the person said.
Yeah.
That's what's killing me. I'm like, hold on, you sound like the dude, and you saying some of the same things he say.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
yeah.
You know, every artist got their little something they say, man.
Mm-hmm.
Especially nowadays. You know, with all the repetition, man. Like,
yeah, I feel like everybody.
I don't know, back in the day, we used to try to like beat your last verse. You gotta come harder than your last verse. And you can't say the same thing you said in your last verse and make it hotter than your last verse. So it's like, nowadays, it's like, man, I don't got to be hotter than my last song. I just got to be as hot as him that's out right now. That's it. I don't got to be no hotter. And I don't even got to do that for real. All I got to do is put on a certain shirt or dye my hair a certain color or wear my jeans a certain way or do a certain dance. It's not even about the lyric. Music is not about the music anymore. It's about the entertainment factor. How can you entertain me? Oh, you on TMZ 7 times a week. Oh, let me go stream it. I mean, that's just how it works, bro. If Denzel dropped the album, it's going to get streamed just because people want to know. They already know who Denzel is. They're going, oh, Denzel got an album? Let me go stream it. Why not? Like, you know what I mean? So you do all this extra stuff, man. Both of the Cloud dropping albums will get streamed, man. People know him, man. Like, this is all, like, that's just how the game works, man. And technically, both of the Cloud is streaming right now.
Yeah.
He just snitched on a bunch of rappers, and he's back out.
Yeah.
So technically, that's like a part of your prime example, bro. You can be a clown and make money. Face painted.
And do clown shit. Like, you know, the situations that we're seeing. Like, yo, Tory Lanez, you know, you shot somebody and you out here trying to profit off of it on the same weekend when Breonna Taylor's case is just happening. So it's like, yo, what are you? It's poor understanding. Like, I don't get it, man. It's like, what the hell would you think that was a good idea for? Like, it's such a, yeah, anything for the clout these days, man.
Man, that situation, I don't even want to speak on that, because I mean, like you say, number one, you're going to speak about it way later on an album. For you're doing it for money instead of clearing the air when it first happened, as you should have, instead of not doing it from the beginning. But then when you did, just stand up, own that shit, man. Like, don't own it later when you can get paid for it.
Yeah. Because you could have had a lot better chance. Not even a better chance. You would have been you could have had a whole lot higher respect level for you over time. People could have gave you a little bit more of a chance if you would have actually done the things you needed to do to get your mind right. Because you obviously in a bad place if you're thinking about pulling a gun and shooting a woman. There's something obviously wrong with you. You need some help. You need some help. It's some crazy stuff going on in this 2020 time, man. We can't.
I don't know who you were saying. Say he way too talented to be doing stupid stuff like that.
Yeah, man. It's a shame, man. You know, people got all this time on their hands. They come from a humble beginning, so to speak. And then when they get to a certain place, you know, they get big headed. They get around the wrong people. They start losing sight of what's real and what's not. And yeah. That's a disheartening thing.
They forget who they are.
Yeah. It seems to be like the thing that happens because, you know, you don't prepare for those things. Not to excuse anybody who does that type of stuff, but I'm saying like somebody who's never been in a position to be of that magnitude of high off fame and high off this idea of that they're literally really somebody, you know what I'm saying? Like I understand why there's only a handful of us who understand the necessity of what Nipsey Hussle represented and people like him, where it was like, yo, he's not clout chasing. He has nothing to gain from this, from what he's doing. It's about the energy.
Pure integrity, man. That man exemplified that.
Yeah, for sure, man. I mean, I don't know, man, if there's anything else you want to add, man, I feel like we've covered a good amount of stuff to get people, you know, some information they need to know about Glue Hefner and Sticky Situations.
Yeah, www.gluehefner.com. You know, I be having my Wordzilla shirt, you know.
Yeah, you know.
That I'm supposed to faithfully.
Right. You know?
What else we got? We got fall, good vibes, man. We got Sticky Situation, Good Vibes Edition. I advise y'all just go to the website, man. Any kind of color combinations y'all want to see. You know, throw me your ideas. I might see if we can work that out and get those out for the fall. But we definitely got some new designs coming. We got hoodies coming. We got shorts coming. We got Hey, look, just stay in tune, man. Just stay in tune.
Yeah, no, y'all missed out already on. He had the Halloween special going. Y'all missed out on that. That was a one-off piece. That's gonna be probably a collector's item right there. You know what I'm saying? People got to get up on it when these things drop, man. So you know you got to make sure you're following him on Instagram on both pages, the Glue Hefner and the Sticky Situations 2020 page. And yeah, man, tap in because he's dropping stuff like every season. He's got stuff and he's bringing stuff back. If y'all talk to him, let him know what y'all want. He's a man of the people. He's out here. He's letting them know, like, I got y'all if y'all need it.
Yeah, for sure, man. Got to supply the demand, man. Supply the demand.
Exactly, man.
Beanie's coming back, too. Beanie's coming back.
Man. Ooh, the beanies, too. See, it's that cold winter time. I mean, you know, it's that time for that. This is the time they say most people can really dress. We're going to see who can really dress now.
Oh, man. It's about to be crazy. I know y'all going to do it right, too.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. But yo, I appreciate your time. You know what it is, Glue. We are, you know.
Yeah, man. Make some words rhyme and shit, man.
For sure. Yeah. But yeah, man. That's it, man. Appreciate y'all time. You know what it is, the Wordzilla Podcast. I'm out of here.
We stick you over here.